that can give it security of supply. We do have quite a lot of energy capability in this country, but the government isn't allowing it to come forward. That is an absolute priority if they want to grow the economy more quickly and create all those better paid jobs in industry.
Given that we are looking at, you know, inflation at 4%, national insurance rising next spring, energy costs going up well over 4%, and that energy cap is going to go sky high next year as well. The universal credit cut, £20 a week for 6 million households, and the tapering change isn't going to make that big a difference to most of those families at all. There are a lot of, I mean, council tax very likely to go up next April. There's a lot of politics involved in budgets. So, you know, taxes going up now, so there could be tax cuts ahead of a 2023 or a 2024 election. But fundamentally, with inflation, if it carries on, and this is largely out of control of the government's hands, isn't it? This is in, you know, global inflationary issues and long-term energy issues that are not going to be tackled in the next couple of years. People could still be feeling the pinch very, very tightly come the next election.
Well, that's why I'm urging that they take some of the tax rates down now, not just to grow the economy, but to grow it by allowing people to have more of their own money to spend. You need demand. The private sector is going to need demand. If you're going to call forth growing and more small businesses, you need there to be demand. People have to feel that they can spend more of their own income. So, yes, that's why you need tax cuts now to promote the growth, so that we have both the better public services and the higher real incomes.
Okay.
And whilst a lot of the OBR forecasts are doubtless wrong again, I've been a strong critic of the OBR for being wildly pessimistic last March, as it now turns out they were. They've had to do huge revisions. They are pointing to pretty anemic growth in the last 3 years of the forecast period, and not the progress on real incomes you'd want. And there may be some truth in some of what they're saying, which is why I'm urging a supply side revolution now, a lower tax revolution now, to boost the growth rate. That is the only way out of this to make everybody happy.
Grow the bigger pie. Just finally, I just want to ask you, as a leading Brexiteer, about the news overnight that a British trawler has been seized by France. Another's been given a verbal warning amid the escalating row over those post-Brexit fishing licences. What do you make of this escalation?
Well, the French are behaving very badly in the run-up to the presidential election because President Macron is under attack from the right. We can understand the politics of it. But I just want the UK to be stronger and faster in sorting out the mess of the Northern Ireland border and the fishing industry. They are the two unresolved parts. We still don't have Brexit for either our fishing industry or Northern Ireland. And so I'm saying to Lord Frost, please crack on with this. The French are going to complain whatever you do because they're playing politics.
OK, John Redwood, really appreciate you joining us. Sir John Redwood, I should say, Conservative MP, former Cabinet Minister, appreciate you joining us. 7:16 is the time.